Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Day and night. WEEI Super Bowl coverage sponsored by Wise Snacks. Do game day the wise way. Go to wisegameday.com for your chance to win one of 100 authentic pro football jerseys. He's joining us on Twitch right now with us on the Harbor One hotline from WEEI.com, our friend Andy Hart. And Hart, we heard the comments of Thomas Dimitroff a little bit earlier on the current Patriots podcast. And he was talking about young quarterbacks and, hey, they're hard to find. You know, you got to be patient with them. There was a lot of talk about Matt Ryan. How much weight do you put into hearing comments like that from someone like Dimitroff, who definitely for a period of time in Atlanta rode a bit of a roller coaster at times, it felt like, with Matt Ryan?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly is a borderline expert on the topic, right? He built a Super Bowl team. You know, he acquired talent. He went against Bill's advice in the Julio Jones trade, famously, we find out later. Things of that nature. So I appreciate his opinion. But I also, you know, once guys are out of the league, I think this is, I always laugh at this because ex-coaches, ex-GMs, do they have experience? Absolutely. But a lot of times once they're out of the league, they're really no different than us. Like, they're just looking at the leaves and reading them. They don't necessarily have inside info, or they're not necessarily polling, you know, 12 of their friends that are still working in the league. No. They're just like us, like Christian. When you're out of the league, I don't assume that and this is not a shot, so don't get your dander up. No, but like, I don't assume everything you say about football you've sourced through like 12 of your best friends who are still in the NFL. I think there's times where you have very informed opinions, where you talk to some people. I think other times you're just an ex-NFL player that is talking football, and I respect that. You have great stories, great experiences. But so a guy like Dimitroff, I respect it. But I still fall back on my simple, I'm a simple-minded man. I've told you guys this many times.
Yep.
You either have a top five QB or you have a top five roster. I really think it's that simple in the National Football League. If you have a top five QB, I think you have a really good shot to compete. If you have a top five roster, I think you have a really good shot to compete. If you have both, you're probably a dynasty. If you have neither, well, you better get one of those.
Well, thank you, Andy Hart. And first of all, I want you to address me as Inspector Fourier. Okay. A detective for you. I will answer to both.
You haven't heard about
Inspector or detective.
Apparently, he pulled video of a theft inside the building.
Yeah, and the culprit will be revealed at 1:30. So pay attention, listen, and watch on Twitch. All right. So the other part of this is, I feel like over the next 3 months, I think that the narrative, the rebuilt narrative, will be somehow to remove the stench of Matt Patricia from Mac Jones. Teammates validating his greatness, like, you know, coaches talking about, GMs talking about how to fix it. Oh, he's good. How long do you think that lasts? How do you think the stench of or what does Mac Jones have to do to remove it himself?
Well, I think the stench is partially gone. I think the arrival of Bill O'Brien helped Mac Jones immensely. Like, I think just for him personally, probably his emotions and where he feels like his career is and what the work is going to be like this spring and this summer, that it's not going to be Groundhog Day and he's not going to be swimming upstream filled with frustration and hate and all of those things. But it's a weird situation for both him and for Bill O'Brien, in that Max out of excuses. I think we're done with the excuse game. I mean, I don't know how many times I've already heard it. It's a make or break year for Mac, and you got to find out what you have. And I agree with that. I think that's very much realistic. But it's almost like at some point, how much do you think Bill O'Brien can accomplish in a short period of time, depending on what the roster moves are or whatever? So everybody presumes it's going to be light years better than it was a year ago because it was so bad with such inexperience and such dysfunction. But it's almost like now it's turned a corner and there's expectation. Just because Billy O's here, oh my God, they were only 30 minutes away from making the playoffs last year. So Billy O's here, you're not fighting that uphill battle. It's almost like fans and media are expecting them to make the playoffs, win a playoff game, because you don't have that albatross that was the coaching staff hanging around your neck. So in a way, I think there are going to be higher than expected expectations on Mac Jones this year.
Well, it's interesting because what are we judging from? Year one and year two were so vastly different,
yep.
But there's also the caveat of having the junior high play caller beside a professional quarterback. So I think for some, and you're hearing players say it as well, like when Trent Brown's like, yo, we ain't gonna be down for long, like it feels, you know, everybody feels like it's the whole, hey man, we're good, we're going in the right direction, and now everybody's got that layer of confidence with Bill O'Brien. But relative to Mac, like, what is kind of our floor from which we are judging him against Hart?
To me, it's 2021 plus something, whatever that percentage is in your mind. You can't just get back to okay quarterback, the guy we saw as a rookie, right? Even though he did have a dismal, a sort of disorienting, derailing second season, regression, as predicted by the great Christian Fourier, first and foremost, that
Woo!
Regression would set in. Inspector Fourier was on that case early, and you were dead right. But I don't just think getting back to removing the stench, as you put it, Christian, that's not good enough, because there's a decision on the horizon, a fifth-year option decision, an investment in Mac Jones in both time and money moving forward. So he has to quickly get back to who he was in terms of the comfort and the optimism coming out of 2021, and then, to me, get back to legitimate year three. Like this, you can't just pretend last year didn't happen and pretend this year is year two. He needs to get to year three in his development, and year three needs to tell you, am I giving him his fifth-year option? Am I investing in him? Is he my franchise quarterback? Or am I starting to look to go in a different direction?
So, Andy Hart, are they done adding to this offensive side of the ball when I'm talking about just coaches? Are they done adding people, like coaches, to that side of the ball? Because Clem was a new guy, O'Brien, Nick yep. Haley left, brought in a new tight ends coach. Are they done adding to that side of the football?
It would not surprise me if they're just about done. I mean, we saw, I think there were some people tiptoeing into Troy Brown land. Like, yeah, maybe Troy, we love Troy, Patriot Hall of Famer Troy, but the wide receivers aren't great, and could we do? And then he's the head coach representing the Patriots at the Shrine Bowl, so I just assume Troy is back, and sort of that staff is going to remain intact in some form or fashion. So, I'd kind of be surprised if there are big additions beyond this point. I think you're starting to see it fall into place. And, I mean, it was really, Christian, how much did you value your position coaches?
The first one I had, I liked. He was good enough. It wasn't dopey. The last guy I think I've talked to you about was a disaster. Wasn't worth anything to me, and I've never spoken to him when I left. Right, I left.
Ouch.
There's no relationship whatsoever. The first guy, Jeff Davidson, was
wow.
he was good. I liked him.
I didn't know you had some tendencies.
I thought one time we had kind of talked about. I forgot his name.
Pete Metzelaars.
No, he's a tight end.
No.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Pete Mangurian.
Well, Mangurian. Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah.
You hated
nice.
Him. Huh?
Hated him. Yeah.
But people would expect that Hart and I would leave a building and not talk to someone ever again. You
I've done
on
it a
the
couple
other
times.
Hand.
No, I've done it a couple times. There's just no lasting relationship. So to answer your question, I would say, you know, somewhat. You know, tell me who's in the room, and I will tell you about that position. You know what I mean? Tell me who's in the room, and I will tell you how important they view that coach.
So I agree with that in general. You can have a mix. I mean, I guess if you had you wanted Bill O'Brien coaching Aaron Hernandez and Gronk, right? Early in their career,
yeah.
You need good coaching from Bill O'Brien
yeah.
or Brian Daboll or whoever. And then at some point, they're veterans and maybe they don't
yeah.
need it quite as much. I think I told you the story once. I asked Ben Watson about his coach one time, and he was like, who? Who are you talking about? I barely knew the name.
I think we're talking about the same guy.
No, I think it's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
But my point is, I think if you have stability at the coordinator position, you obviously have stability at head coach. You got Bill Belichick. Now you got Billy O'Brien. I don't know that you now have to have, and I know people want the superstar staff. They look back on these staffs that had Brian Daboll in a low-level role and Brian Flores in a low-level and all these future. I don't know that's a prerequisite. And for all we know, Adrian Clem and Will Lawing are those guys. Maybe those are rising stars that are future. But I just think you've stabilized it from the top down, and I think that's what matters. I don't think you need a superstar cast of position coaches.
Andy Hart at WEEI.com talking football with Gresh and Foye here on Boston and New England Sports Original WEEI. There were the reports, Hart, of the Patriots were coaching very seriously at the Shrine Bowl. There was no downtime, whereas Arthur Smith was like, we're on vacation, boys. Go enjoy it. Have fun. Go do your thing. Do you read anything into the seriousness with which the Patriots coaches apparently approached their job? And is that geared more towards figuring out what you got on your coaching staff or figuring out which of these young players can deal with the kind of coaching you would get in New England, or maybe a little bit of both?
Well, first of all, if I were going to inherit FedEx, I would be a much more relaxed football coach as well, like Arthur Smith. But with the Patriots, you guys know that, right?
Yeah,
the FedEx dude.
If that guy runs FedEx, that's it. It's like, seriously, he goes from football coach to, like, even a pro football coach. You know, there's still tendencies of a gym teacher in there. Here, let's turn around, and it's going to be a multi-billion-dollar company, and that guy.
I don't want to run
there.
It. I just want to, you know, take the money
just
from it.
Just take the money
from it.
I don't want
to run it. I just want to benefit from its success.
Right.
Stands there with his mouth open like he's some kind of slack jaw. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I know. Arthur Smith drives me crazy.
I thought you liked meatheads. I thought you were Mr. Whamblock. And now all of a sudden
that guy ain't a Whamblock. You kidding me?
No. He's Mr. Two-Eye. He's Mr. Two-Eye, three technique.
Two-Eye, that's right.
Yeah, he's Mr. Two-Eye, three technique.
Like, every time I see Arthur Smith stand there, I just want to go, because he has that look on his face. Anyway, I'm sorry.
It does not surprise me that the Patriots are serious. I mean, they've always been serious. Are we going to pretend that Matt Patricia broke everything and they're no longer the Patriots? They're no longer under Bill Belichick's watch. These are still the Patriots. It's a rebirthed version of the Patriot way, the old cliche.
Frank Costanza, like a phoenix rising to Arizona.
Maybe it's the born again Patriot way. Maybe this is what that is.
Reimagined, like the Pro Bowl.
Hopefully it's better than the reimagined Pro Bowl, because I didn't care for that.
Yeah.
Well, you're uptight.
Who, me or Gresh?
You. You're kind of both similar, just large and extra small.
I love the M word. That's what I am.
Right.
Anyway.
But getting back to the seriousness of the Patriots and getting away from me getting in trouble for saying bad words on the radio offending people. Troy Brown is a career Patriot. He was the head coach. I know Bill was there and Judge is there and all the supervisors were there, but Troy Brown was the head coach. So I think it's bringing reborn legitimacy to the Patriots, but also, you're right, Gresh, it's seeing how guys react to it. Because if we are interested in you know, Zay Flowers, for example, you know, the stud receiver from BC who is rising up draft boards. I don't know if he'd ever be a consideration for the 14th pick in the draft. I kind of hope not. Yeah, trade down again, whatever. But how does he react to the coaching? You know, how does the quarterback react to Billy O'Brien? We saw some of those clips where he stops at mid-play, and I mean, it was sort of obvious. He's telling guys to throw the ball out in front, not behind the guys on slants.
Wow.
But
Matt Patricia didn't do that.
And RG3, the famous story about how he couldn't be coached. He was the anti-Tom Brady. Nothing was ever his fault. Don't coach him hard. You're going to get coached hard in New England. I still go back to the Belichickian phrase of, I'm not an easy guy to play for, and this isn't an easy place to play, right? And that doesn't change. Bill's still here. Bill O'Brien's still here. Troy Brown's still here. Steve Belichick, Gerard Mayo. These are lifelong Patriot Way people. Even though it feels like a new staff and they're injecting Adrian Clem and Will Long and some college feel to this staff, this staff still has its roots in the Patriot Way. And the Patriot Way is, work your ass off, right? No days off. Get back to some of those tenets, and I think that's what they're trying to do.
So, real quick about the Super Bowl, are you leaning towards one team or the other? Like, what's your prediction for this game on Sunday?
I'm leaning towards the Chiefs. I think they're being overlooked. I think people think that the Eagles are the next great thing, the new big thing.
Shiny red ball.
Yeah, and they're a good team. They're a really good team. They're probably maybe 1-53 the better all-around roster. But I think we learned around here, when you have the best coach and when you have the best quarterback, the best player in the game, sometimes they pull things out. And, oh, by the way, that best player in the game has his go-to weapon in Travis Kelce. There's a lot of reasons to like, and you see the health improving a little bit with some of the other weapons in Kansas City. So, and I may be swayed because I'm rooting for the Chiefs. I'm the rare person, I guess, in New England that's rooting for the Chiefs because I like Andy Reid. I want Andy Reid to achieve things, and I think he is, as I've told you guys, the second best coach of this generation. The things he's done with two different franchises is really impressive. So I'm leaning toward the best coach in the game and the best quarterback in the game feels like a safe bet, and that's the Chiefs.
Wow, agreed. There we go.
Agreed. Yeah,
no,
totally agree.
I'm with Hart. I had Kansas City, San Francisco at the beginning of the year with Kansas City winning. I got no reason to change. Even though Philly is a great story and their coach looked Sirianni, that luckily he was not his initial press conference.
How fortunate is he that he came out with this whole Hardo all gas, no whatever, like they all do. And it actually worked.
Well, he's a good coach. I mean, that's you got to give as much as I, you know, mock sort of their newfound greatness. Howie Roseman has put together a really nice roster with a lot of draft picks, and he's given himself flexibility to screw up. Like, I think they were hoarding picks.
Yeah.
They weren't sold on Jalen Hurts. They were hoarding picks in case they needed to get the next quarterback. Oh, Jalen Hurts might be the guy, so now I have these picks to get other things. Or we miss on Justin Jefferson. We could have taken Justin Jefferson, and instead we take Jalen Reagor. Well, we'll just take Devontae Smith the next year. Now, they've obviously had the benefit the Patriots haven't had. They have the time spent in the top 10 of the draft to take a guy like that and build. But they've also been aggressive. You know, I wrote a column today about going to get T. Higgins. Their trade for A.J. Brown, like, that's a go-get-it trade. You're going to trade a first-round pick and give a guy $100 million. When you just took a wide receiver in the top 10 picks in the draft, you're swinging for it. You're putting him on the table and putting your neck on the line.
Well, that's also you had a pick that had some value that somebody wanted, and you turned it into more. Like, remember, they made deals with Miami and New Orleans in that draft. Still came away with Brown, and by the way, we'll have the 10th pick in the draft this year, regardless of what happens on Sunday. So you're right, moving around, but also taking some currency and making a big move out of it.
And if Hurts hadn't worked, if this roster hadn't worked, they probably would have been trading that 10th pick and something else to move up to take a quarterback. But now, because they don't need the quarterback, they're sitting pretty, and they can probably take best available to fill out what is already a Super Bowl caliber roster. So as long as Hurts doesn't revert, as long as Hurts is the real deal, and he certainly seems like it by all accounts, they're really sitting pretty in Philly.
Got to go with the car pun there. As long as Hurts doesn't go backwards and pop a tire on those things, you know, when you drive
those Florida backwards parking lot things.
Yeah, they always
tell
you don't go backwards because you always pop the tires and stuff once you go through.
It?
Oh, no, God, no. You kidding me? You think I want to pay extra money after renting a car? Good Lord.
Hey, Hardo and cheapo.
Practico, I guess, whatever. Andy Hart, by the way, check out his column right now, WEEI.com, talking about T. Higgins. Hart, thank you, friend.
See you, fellas. See you, Inspector.
Later.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.